It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate, is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. It's November, and attention is turning to holiday shopping because Black Friday, Cyber Monday, really are right around the corner. And Ted, we're talking about a new Bankrate survey that you did. You asked people about impulse purchases over the holidays last year. What did you actually ask, and what was the overall response?
We asked how many people made unplanned or impulse purchases last holiday season, and more than half, 54%, admitted to doing so. I don't want to tell people they can't have any fun, but it is important to account for this on the front end. This can lead to overspending. It can lead to credit card debt. The average interest rate is 20.5%, which is close to a record high. You still have probably four or five paychecks before the end of the year. My recommendation would be to set money aside ahead of time so that you're not overdoing it.
That is probably good advice, because the impulse control that people have, I don't know, has it gotten worse just because everything is at the tip of your fingers? It's so easy to make a purchase now in a way that it wasn't. Heck, I mean, even like 10 years ago, with like Apple Pay and like all the information already preloaded onto your phone, it removes another barrier.
It probably has gotten worse. You know, it's interesting. You could make an impulse buy in person because something looks good and you have to have it. Online, though, is probably where most of this is happening. It's just so easy, that one-click buy. That's actually another tip, is maybe don't save your credit and debit card information on these sites. Force yourself to find your wallet, type in your card number. Even that can be enough to ward off a purchase that you might later regret. Now, most people are buying for other people, so I thought that was interesting. There is a sense of generosity here, buying for family members and friends and, you know, not necessarily treating yourself. Even there, though, I would say it's important to set that holiday budget ahead of time, make a good list, use this time to your advantage. You still have almost 2 months before the holidays. By the way, about half of holiday shoppers have already started. The season is really getting underway earlier and earlier.
Wow, I hate hearing that. Half have already started. You know, on that impulse purchase question, was it generational or was it across the board?
There was a big generational difference. 70% of Gen Zers and 65% of millennials made impulse purchases. That compares to only about half of Gen Xers and 41% of baby boomers. To the earlier point about online shopping, it does seem like social media is a big part of this, and that's incentivizing a lot of young adults to buy, because we did a separate study last year. We found that almost half of social media users had made impulse buys specifically inspired by social media last year. And the average expense was around $700. Now, that wasn't just for the holidays. That was year-round. But it does show that one-click ordering is very easy, maybe too easy. We see platforms like Instagram and TikTok integrating e-commerce right into the experience there. Sleeping on it can be a good idea. You know, some people say maybe even wait a day for every $100 the item costs, because the problem is that a lot of people later regret some of these unplanned buys.
Well, I mean, the unplanned buys, and, you know, some of them can maybe end up being the best gift. How do you go about browsing? I mean, I know you mentioned putting away some money, but go about that shopping, because a lot of people just show up to a store or start looking without, you know, they're like, ah, well, I got these people on my list. Who knows what I'm going to walk out with? What, besides putting money aside, can people do to maybe just make sure they're not going too crazy?
Set money aside ahead of time. Set a good budget. You know, maybe consider sleeping on it. Don't link your credit and debit card information. It just makes it too easy sometimes. Buy now, pay later is part of the story too. You know, companies like Affirm and Afterpay and Klarna, they often split these purchases into installments, and it sometimes conceals the true value. That, like, oh, it's not $200 anymore. It's just four easy payments of $50. Tread carefully with that sort of thing. You have to consider the total cost of ownership. If you only look at the installments, you know, it feels like $50 here and $50 there, but all of a sudden you've spent more than you realized.
You know, one-click ordering, all the social media ads that we see constantly, is this why credit card debt is so bad?
It's part of it. Now, you know, credit card debt often has practical causes, things like medical bills, car repairs, day-to-day expenses. If you have credit card debt, no shame. I mean, you have plenty of company. Half of cardholders carry credit card debt from month to month. But you don't want to make it worse around the holidays. There is a real cumulative effect to all this. Prices have gone up for everything. You know, debt loads are at record levels. The National Retail Federation says the average holiday shopper spends about $900 between gifts and decorations and other things. That can add to an already significant debt load. TransUnion says the average credit card balance is around $6,300. So that, again, underscores the importance of saving ahead of time. You know, if you have four paychecks left between now and the end of the year and you save a couple hundred dollars from each, well, that can be your holiday fund rather than going into credit card debt.
Which might make a lot of sense, you know, rather than going into credit card debt. How about this? This is what I like to call the new version of regifting. We hear so often, Ted, about unused gift card balances. You get a gift card or something like that, and it just kind of sits there. Maybe you forget about it. Maybe you just never get around to buying what you were going to buy, and it's just, you know, there for maybe even years. Well, if you go through a year, you have a gift card. I'm sure there's something you can buy with that gift card that would make a great gift for somebody else.
I love the idea of using unused gift cards. Yeah, about half of us have them. The average amount is $244. That's a great head start on your holiday gift fund. If it's just gathering dust in the junk drawer or the back of your wallet, it's really not doing any good. So yeah, absolutely. Use that to buy a gift for someone. Consider giving them the card. If nothing else, maybe you sell it on a platform like Card Cash and you get 70 or 80% of what it's worth. You get 100% if you use it for yourself or somebody else, but you get nothing if it's just sitting around. So yeah, this is a problem. Unused gift cards, unused credit card rewards, airline miles, hotel points, all these things have value. The holidays are a great time to use them.
Yeah, a lot of stuff being left on the table. Ted, thanks for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.